My name's Norm Heath, and on the 13th of February 1970, I arrived in Sydney, Australia, to start a new life. It was 0 degrees when I left London 27 hours earlier, and just over 30 when I got here. I left Britain with all its different accents and was taken aback with how all the Australians seemed to speak with no apparent accent differences. Let's start with my hometown of Glasgow. I spent 5 years working on Clydeside in the shipyards, where almost everyone spoke like Billy Connolly. Then there's Billy Connolly himself, world famous for his lingo, although I shall miss out certain words. I come from Glasgow, and it's a lovely place. You know, the people there are just wonderful. You've never met anybody in Glasgow who doesn't think that you're wonderful, and they're very, very hospitable. Well, let's move over to Edinburgh, where they don't talk quite the same. They talk with a little sing-song in their voice. Oh, you've come across from Glasgow, have you? Oh, that's very nice. I don't like Glasgow very much because the people there aren't all the... They're not as nice as the people here in Edinburgh. Well, on the train and up to Aberdeen, where they speak a language all of their own. And I'd be greeted by my friend Kenny. He would say to me, "For like loons, for you can. Hey, where you been? I haven't seen you for a long time. Have you been hanging around with that quine doon in Glasgow?" "Oh, man, losh sakes. I must go now because I'm going off to Strachan's the baker to go and get some rowies. I might even get a couple of softies when I'm doing there." Sing song. Over to the West Highlands and the islands where they will speak with a bit of the Gaelic still hanging in there. "Oh, hello, Norman. It's good to see you. You're looking very well. Come here, how? Aye, it's been a wee bit wild up here, but there again, it's the sort of weather we're used to. So we just soldier on as best we can." And there I must leave Scotland and its many languages.